a great God. That way you can be a man or a woman with a great God. Ain't that cool? So let's get rid of this stuff. Let's break these walls down. Tomorrow night is our last night. I don't know what we're going to do tomorrow night. We may still be in Matthew. We may not. I don't know. I didn't know what we were going to do tonight, except we were in Matthew. But I know we're going to praise the Lord. And I know we're going to preach whatever God puts on my heart to preach. Come tomorrow night, ready to just step out of the shackles. If you ain't stepped out of them by now, get out of them tomorrow night. Amen? Now, I'm going to be around all next week. I'm going to be over here bugging Steve. Camped out in his backyard. I'd be camped up to Ricky Baldwin's yard, but I doubt if he's got the trees trimmed yet. And I told him last year, if he didn't have the trees trimmed, then I wasn't going to bring my truck up there because I wasn't going to get it ruined trying to get up his driveway. And so I told him, I said, if you want me to air trim the trees, if you don't, don't. So now we know the answer to that one. His wife's sitting over there unhappy right now. I'm teasing. I know he couldn't get out there and do it, but I can sure make fun of him, right? Amen. I'll be at Steve's next week, so if you want to go over anything with me or want to fight with me, I'll be there with my gloves on and my gun. I can't understand these people that come to a good old gunfight with their boxing gloves, man. You know, if you love the Lord, say praise God. Amen. Play us some music, Francisco.